Today is the deadline for states to apply for what the Obama administration is calling the Race to the Top Fund. The money will go to education. About 40 states have been competing for $4.3 billion. And today, President Obama tossed in another $1.3 billion. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, the money comes with lots of strings attached.
Cash-starved states would love to get their hands on as much federal aid as they can for their schools. But instead of just giving it to them, President Obama is having them compete for it.
Over the past few months, we've seen such a positive response that today I'm announcing our intention to make a major new investment, more than $1.3 billion, in this year's budget to continue the race to the top.
Even with the extra money, though, some critics refuse to rubber stamp Mr. Obama's reform agenda. Tom Dewar, head of Education Minnesota, the state's largest teachers union, says the competition for Race to the Top funds has been coercive.
And our teachers are very cautious because they don't have money in their schools. Their superintendents are telling them this might be the only money we get for a number of years. Let's go for it. But we shouldn't have the pursuit of money be our blind stampede to something that doesn't really help students.
Besides, says Dewar, teachers in Minnesota had little or no input, so his union decided not to endorse their state's application. Teachers and local school officials in California, Kansas, Florida, Michigan, and Indiana also withheld their support. Another dozen states, including Texas, didn't even apply, either because the money came with more federal oversight or because some states simply weren't sold on the reforms the Obama administration is pushing.
Frankly, I could care less whether it's a tough sale or not. It's the right thing to do.
U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan.
You know, all this money is obviously voluntary. If states don't want to apply, don't want to compete, they have every right not to do that. But I will tell you that when we put literally billions of dollars on the table, that you'll see people more than step up.
Here's what Duncan wants states to do with the money. They must shut down failing schools and open lots more privately run charter schools, develop tougher tests tied to higher academic standards, collect better data with which to track and report students' progress, make teacher education and training more rigorous, and from now on, link teacher evaluation to students' performance and test scores. If it sounds prescriptive, that's because it is, says North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue.
And, you know, I have been very critical of the things in Race to the Top that I found unacceptable in terms of cookie-cutter approach and in terms of lack of a capacity to let a state do what they want us to do. But at the end of the day, we all have to do what's best for this country's future.
North Carolina did apply and could get $400 million in Race to the Top funds, even if it means changing the state's educational priorities, which is exactly what some states have done to have a better shot at getting Race to the Top funds. About a dozen states have thus far removed caps on the number of new charter schools. Others will allow schools to evaluate teachers based on students' performance and test scores. That's a huge concession, however, that only one of the nation's two powerful teachers' unions has agreed to. Despite opposition from many of its rank and file, the American Federation of Teachers says it now supports the idea.
All of us understand that teacher evaluation is broken. It needs to change.
AFT President Randy Weingarten.
The issue for us, though, comes down to collaboration and working together.
For its part, the National Education Association, the nation's largest teachers union, has not commented. The $4.3 billion in Race to the Top funds will be dispersed after two rounds of competition, in April and at the end of the year. The additional $1.3 billion President Obama announced today will be added to his 2011 budget request. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.